This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. May 27th, censorship update for banned.news. Banned.news is the website. This is Mike Adams here. Get this going in your mind. No elections without free speech. No elections without free speech. Today, we are calling for suspending all elections in the United States until 1 year after free speech is restored for all Americans in the United States. And the reasoning for this is very simple. Democracy is based on fair and free elections. Fair and free elections require the freedom to think. The freedom to think requires the freedom to speak. And our freedom to speak is being crushed in a coordinated way by the tech giants in order to cause the election defeat of conservatives or Christians or Republicans, or Trump in particular. Because it is censorship that is targeting conservatives in order to silence that side of the debate on every issue, from abortion to climate change to protecting the border to, you know, geopolitics, whatever, because it is politically motivated censorship, and because these platforms represent the public forums of debate and speech in America today, the tech giants are committing election fraud or election meddling. They are deliberately slanting, stealing the election, you could say, by controlling allowable speech. And this is unacceptable. This is not the environment in which a fair and free election can take place. If elections are held in November of this year, they will be rigged elections, just like the 2018 midterms were rigged deliberately by the tech giants. For example, by Google encouraging only Democrats to go out and vote while not displaying similar encouragement messages to conservatives. And because Google has a psychological profile of you, they are able to selectively encourage certain people to vote while suppressing the vote for other people. And that's what they did. And that's why the 2018 midterm elections resulted in so many Republicans losing their seats in Congress, by the way. What's coming up in 2020, if the elections are allowed to continue, will be catastrophic for conservatives. And given that most conservative lawmakers don't understand the internet, don't understand technology very well, they have no idea what's coming. The Senate will flip blue. Many governors across the country will lose their seats. Conservative governors, they will lose their seats to Democrats. And the president himself is in real trouble, although I have at times put his odds of winning at anywhere from 1 in 8 to 3 out of 4, sort of depending on the dynamic of the day, what's going on. But there's no question that Trump is not just trying to win the hearts and minds of the American people. He's also fighting against criminal fraud censorship of the tech giants. That gives Joe Biden an unfair advantage, and that's the whole point of what big tech is trying to do. They're trying to create an unfair advantage. That's what they want. They want to steal the election. That combined with the fraud by mail, you know, cheat by mail, whatever you want to call it, vote by mail, those things combined really put Trump in a very difficult position for winning the election. Plus, he did fumble some things in the early days of the pandemic. He should have acted much sooner. He should have listened to me, frankly. But he acted late, although he's done some good things since then. And at the moment, it does look like the pandemic is waning in America, although we have to be careful. Too much complacency will lead to new explosions of infections. But that's another topic entirely. This topic is about censorship. And we are now living under an authoritarian, Orwellian nightmare of big tech censorship. It is out of control. It is criminal fraud. It's racketeering. It's illegal. And frankly, the tech giants, I'm talking about Facebook, Google, Apple, Twitter, YouTube, Wikipedia, even Vimeo, they should all be shut down and prosecuted until they agree to respect the First Amendment rights of all their users, not just Americans, but their users in other countries as well. The freedom to speak, the freedom to think, these are fundamental human rights. And frankly, if any big tech corporation will not respect those rights, then that corporation has no right to operate in the United States of America, nor in any state. I think that the state of Texas should prosecute these companies and prohibit them from operating in the state of Texas unless they respect the First Amendment. Maybe some of that legal action will happen. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But check out more news on this at band.news and share this meme with others. No elections without free speech. No elections without free speech. And if there are elections, we will not respect the outcomes of those elections. The elections will be null and void because they were conducted under a censorship regime where people were not allowed to speak or think without extreme oppression and being deplatformed and silenced and so on. Sorry, you don't get to steal the election in America. And we, the people, will rise up and fight against those who are trying to commit massive election theft and fraud. That's my message today. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.